read by Belinda show the main points. The presidential couple's humanitarian aid is now being enjoyed by thousands of flood victims in Mayo Danai Division. The Minister of Territorial Administration supervised the distribution operation in Yagwa today. The International Day of Peace has been observed in Cameroon today. The event, observed every year on September 21, has as theme cultivating a culture of peace. And in sport, Cameroonian cyclist Rodrigue Kwere is the winner of the International Cycling Tour of Côte d'Ivoire. The sporting event wrapped up today. Thousands of flood victims in the Mayo Danai Division of the Far North region have received the relief supplies from the presidential couple. The emergency relief operation, which took place in Yagwa today, was supervised by the representative of the President of the Republic, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, in the presence of the authorities of that region. CRTV's special envoy to Yagwa, Ngu Henry, completes that story.
A total of 3,700 beneficiaries from 450 families this Saturday benefited from the largesse of the presidential couple on the largest resettlement site for the flood victims in Oru Dabang on the outskirts of Yagwa. Relief items like mattresses, blankets plus foodstuffs have been distributed to them under the watchful eye of the special envoy of the head of state, Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atanganji. Prior to the distribution exercise, the minister visited the collapsed bridge over the River Danai, the Bishop and Lamido of Iyagwa. Minister Paul Atanganji disclosed that President Paul Biya has disbursed the sum of close to 2 billion CFA francs for the flood victims in the far north. Three councils hard hit by the floods each received the sum of 500 million CFA francs to rehabilitate damaged infrastructure cursed by the floods. The territorial administration boss, who is expected in Maga, still in the Mayo Danai division, this Sunday, where a portion of the dike on the River Logon has broken, also conveyed the message of compassion and condolences from the presidential couple to the bereaved families and the victims in the Mayo Danai division. Christian Besigi Besigi, Ngu Henry, on special assignment in Oru Dabang, Yagwa.
During the operation to distribute the relief supplies in Yagwa, Minister Paul Atanganji said the President of the Republic underlines the importance of disaster anticipation. Disaster anticipation entails detecting natural disasters early enough and matching it to action in real time. Here is an excerpt of an interview with Minister Paul Atanganji conducted by Good Henry.
We are in a very difficult situation, but once again, the head of state and the presidential couple have done what they have been doing, sending us here to come and carry relief packages to the victims of this flood. And I think that the most important message from the head of state is that we should, as of now, henceforth, anticipate on the flood, something which is inevitable. We are talking about climatic change, which is causing most of the disasters that we are witnessing. But the head of state has instructed that we should take preventive measures. And if you can see that things are being managed properly, it's because we had anticipated on this danger, and that is why everything is under control. So we can say that the population is very happy, and the head of state said that the distribution should be done publicly. Everything has to be transparent. That is why you see me here, the governor is here, the SDO is here, his collaborators are here, the force of law and order, because it's a very important package which was transported from Yaoundé with about 50 heavy loaded trucks. So we have to be here and ascertain that effectively what victims have received these relief packages from the presidential couple.
Today, September 21, is celebrated as International Day of Peace. The event this year is in its 25th edition and marks the UN General Assembly's adoption of the Declaration and Program of Action on a Culture of Peace. In the context of Cameroon, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futsu, launched the event in Manju in the Lom Anjaran Division, a locality known to be a melting pot of people from all cultures in Cameroon and even beyond the frontiers. Here is an excerpt of the minister on the choice of Manju as a venue to observe International Day of Peace this year.
We have chosen this year Manju, which, as you know, is a cosmopolitan city with population coming from all our regions and even the neighboring countries, the Central African Republic, so that those refugees and the Cameroonian population should live in peace. We train the community mediators, peace ambassadors, we also decided that to couple this ceremony with the handing over the support to the young beneficiaries of the 3-year special youth plan, because they are the ones sometimes enrolled in extremism, violent extremism, because of their vulnerability. That's why those support comes to assure them of the will of the head of State, Excellency Paul Biya, for their socio-economic integration, but also to engage them more in the promotion of peace.
On the sidelines of the celebration of International Day of Peace, young dwellers have been sharing insights on what the concept of peace will mean to them. Hortense Angam sampled some views and compared the following report.
As the International Day of Peace is observed across the globe, hearing Yawunde opinions on what peace means are as diverse as the people themselves. From bustling markets to quiet corners of the city, a shopkeeper reflects thoughtfully.
It's when there is calmness everywhere, where people are free to do whatever thing they want to, and when they want to, there is no bloodshed.
On the other hand, a university student sees peace from a different perspective. For her, it's about living in harmony.
Peace is perfect serenity. Peace is cohabiting with my neighbors without fear of being judged or insulted. Peace is freedom to go to places without the fear of being attacked.
And then there is a teacher who believes peace goes beyond the absence of conflict.
Peace is compassion. It's about understanding others, helping each other grow, and having the space to develop as individuals and as a society.
While these definitions vary, one sentiment remains clear. Peace is essential for progress. At a time when Cameroon's two English-speaking regions are embroiled in a prolonged crisis, the calls for peace are becoming louder.
In a related development, education experts and guidance counselors hold that inculcating the concept of peace in learners provides them with negotiation skills which opens their minds to problem solving, especially at a time when the world reels in turmoil. Johnny Collett reports.
According to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, violence is among the leading causes of death of people aged between 15 and 44 years worldwide, a situation which some counselors like Full of Etzere believes schools have an important role to play in promoting the culture of peace and non-violence.
As far as non-violence is concerned, there are subjects that we should pay attention to, laying emphasis on subjects like citizenship education that actually emphasizes on the importance of human rights, and then trying to discourage people on violating people's rights is going to go a long way to improve non-violence, you know, in our communities. And then when you go to higher education, there's a course that is done in the university. They call it peace and conflict resolution that teaches people on how to handle conflicts and resolve them.
Apart from subjects, thoughts of it, Cyril says building a culture of peace and respect is an important part of the process.
Only schools that can expose these social ills to the entire community, telling them the causes and the consequences of social ills. And it does not end there. Schools will go further to explain how social ills can be better managed. This will go a long way to help to maintain peace.
These, many opine that, will enable children to learn skills of negotiation, problem solving, critical thinking, and communication that will enable them to resolve conflicts without resorting to violence.
Still on the occasion of International Peace Day, Muslim dignitaries from 5 African countries have joined their voices to those of their Cameroonian brethren to implore Allah to make peace reign in Cameroon and protect President Paul Biya in his leadership role. The prayers were said at the Ngaoundere Main Mosque in a twin event that highlighted the birthday of Prophet Muhammad. The governor of the Adamawa region, Kildadi Tageke Bukar, and the Lamido of Ngaoundere, Muhammadu Hayatu Isa, were part of the celebration. Staff man Ayuk John Ashu.
This is a culmination of 2 weeks of intense meditation, during which over 2,000 verses of the Holy Quran were cited by the Muslim dignitaries from 30 localities in Cameroon, joined in Goundary by their brethren from Chad, Senegal, Egypt, Nigeria, and Mauritania, to implore Allah. Dr. Ahmed Modibo is a Muslim scholar from Nigeria.
King Hayatu of Goundary called for us. We are praying for the president of this country, Paul Biya, and give them peace and harmony.
The host of the event, His Royal Highness Muhammadu Hayatu Isa Lamido Ongoundary, through his spokesperson Amadou Labaran, described the prayer session as a commitment to uphold the values of peace, an initiative lauded by the governor of the Adamawa region, Kildadi Tageke Buka.
We have to congratulate those who came from far and wide. They are elevated prayers for the head of state, for our country.
To the Muslim dignitaries from across Africa, the collective prayers on the occasion of Maulid, that is the Islamic celebration of Prophet Muhammad's birthday, will continue to foster unity and peace in Cameroon and Allah's protection of President Paul Biya at the helm of state. Ngaundere, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
Christians of the full gospel nation in Yaoundé have joined the train of folks praying for peace to reign in Cameroon's restive regions, more especially. A walk was part of the prayer session, which was coordinated by the general superintendent of the church, Reverend Alain Clement Sonkeng. Details with Ghislaine Kwa.
The walk around the capital city was characterized by singing and prayers for peace and positive change of attitude in the country. For close to 2 hours, the more than 500 people, drawn mostly from full gospel congregations around Yaoundé, shared the word of God and floated messages of peace from Hilton Hotel, Education, the Municipal Lake to École Normale, Carrefour Emia and Lycée Général Leclerc before ending at the Reunification Monument roundabout. Reverend Alain Clement Sokeng is the General Superintendent of the Full Gospel Mission in Cameroon.
The Lord has a great plan for our nation, and He has called us to prayer because we want peace in our nation. We are anticipating the fact that our nation should remain in peace even in 2025. During the elections,
the crusaders during the peace walk stopped at some strategic places to uplift special prayers, as highlighted by Reverend Alain Clement Sokeng.
We believe that the Lord, who has heard our prayers, we answer.
The prophetic prayer walk for peace in our nation comes to crown a series of activities marked by prayers and fasting in the various full gospel missions to commemorate the International Peace Day. Ghislaine Kwa, CRTV Center.
Youngsters in the North region have been encouraged to be crusaders of peace and multiculturalism. They were exhorted to shun all divisive tendencies which are a threat to development by the president of the North Regional Youth Council, as you tell us, Julius Neba.
The commemoration of the International Day of Peace at the Alliance Française in Garoua brought together young councillors in the region and other youth leaders who were schooled by some seasoned peace crusaders like Sira Avalai, a civil society activist, on the key role they have to play in promoting peaceful coexistence despite the challenges they face.
Youth represents the larger part of the nation's population, and we are the first victims of social, cultural and structural violence. So what we do is to inculcate in youths values of peace, tolerance and social cohesion.
The Benue Divisional Delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Fankanat Raore, reminded the youth of the key role they have to play in the peaceful development of the nation.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education calls on the youth and Cameroonians in general to strive in preserving this peace that is dear to the head of states and to our nation.
The president of the North Regional Youth Council, Samson Eliezer, says they are working with different community leaders to spread the message of social cohesion and peaceful coexistence.
We are working with youth leaders, religious authorities, members of the National Youth Council and others, because sensitizing them means we are impacting all communities.
The youths were encouraged to create peace clubs in schools and craft positive messages that will continue to cultivate and promote a durable culture of peace. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
You're listening to CRTV Network News. Mayors in the South region have been schooled on the new procedures for the acquisition of school materials, commonly known as minimum package. The briefing took place in a meeting organized by the Ministry of Basic Education. Clarence Aze has details.
The Ministry of Basic Education has allocated close to 600 million francs as minimum package for all the government primary schools in the 29 municipalities of the South region for the 2024-2025 school year. Unlike in the past, when mayors sourced for suppliers via tender procedures, the process has been facilitated to limit administrative bottlenecks so that school supplies are acquired and distributed on time. Dr. Alain Mathieu Doko Edian, Director of Financial and Material Resources in the Ministry of Basic Education. With the simplified procedure approved by the Ministry of Finance, mayors can simply apply for their funds directly to the minister once in possession of their vouchers, and they will be the ones to purchase the needed materials to be distributed to schools upon disbursement. The mayors have described the innovations as a stitch in time. Elise Mbalamleka, mayor of Akom 2.
It is a very good news. It will be more easy.
The different mayors received their vouchers in the presence of the Secretary General at the South Governor's Office, Auguste Alain Bangdongo. He has appealed to the municipal executives to make use of the financial resources to give pupils quality education as wished by the government. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News, Idabalova.
The entrance exams into CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute, EFCPA, takes place next week. The written part is planned for September 24 and the orals for September 25. The examinations will be held in Yaoundé and the 10 regional stations. Candidates have up till September 20 to submit their files. CRTV's Audiovisual Heritage Training and Conservation Institute is located in Yaoundé. It offers courses in broadcast journalism, directing, video editing, sound, image, audiovisual, archiving, computer graphics and multimedia, audiovisual exploitation techniques, computer networks and electronics, among others. This other story of human interest, a group of assailants have murdered one person and injured several others in Bali neighborhood in Douala. The gangsters, who call themselves Microbes, also broke into a filling station and made away with some precious items seized from individuals last night. Two of the presumed bandits were apprehended by forces of law and order. Governor Ivaha Dibuwa of the Littoral Region was at the crime scene to evaluate the mishap. Pontanus Labon reports from CRTV Littoral.
At about 7 p.m. Friday, a group of about 15 gangsters stormed a fuel station in the Kumasi neighborhood of Douala 1 subdivision, rough-handling customers, workers and passers-by. They went further to attack leisure spots and other business places, making away with money, jewels, cell phones and other items. They killed one person, 50-year-old Blaise Eyango, and wounded several others, including a young man in his mid-40s who struggled to get to a nearby hospital at about 1 a.m. bleeding profusely. Medics, however, say he is fast recovering. Security forces have so far apprehended two of the suspected assailants, and the governor of the Littoral Region, Dieudonné Ivaha Dibuwa, who was on the field to assess the situation Saturday morning, has called for calm as the forces combat the phenomenon that has been termed microbe.
We didn't get the alarm as early as possible. That's why when the gendarmes and policemen went to the fields, they didn't take those people, but two of them have been caught. They're just saying that they are among those people that killed the man of yesterday night.
It should be recalled that some weeks back, administrative authorities banned the movement of commercial motorcycles in the Bali and Bonaprizo neighborhoods following the murder of a certain Piero Kunz Mise at his residence. However, this time around, eyewitnesses say they did not come on bikes, but on foot. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
On this rather sad note, popular Bikutsi musician Aijo Mamadu has passed away after a long battle with illness. He died at the Yaoundé University Teaching Hospital on September 20, 2024. Aijo rose to fame with his hit Levé les doigts and Espoir et Espoir, released in 2007. Patience Wingo provides a profile of this influential artist.
Aïe
Ajo Mamadou, born Meva Martin Magloire in 1962 in Nangai Boko Center region, initially pursued boxing after completing his education in Yaoundé. However, his frequent visits to local cabarets ignited a passion for music. It was during this time that he connected with the late bass guitarist and musician Pumba Minka, who encouraged him to pursue his musical talents. Ajo Mamadou took his first steps in the music industry with a maquette in 1992, followed by the release of his debut album, Amo Asampusan, in 1994. His dedication led to a steady stream of releases, including his second album, Cinquième Commandement, in 2000. Over the years, he continued to produce memorable works such as Souvenir and Allez Vous-en in 2000 and 2004, and Code Pain, which contributed to his growing popularity. In 2007, his sixth album, Action Reaction, featured the widely acclaimed tracks Levez les doigts and Espoir et Espoir, solidifying his status as a Bikutsi legend. Ajo Mamadou released additional albums including Etat d'urgence, produced by JPS Production, with his final work Quand c'est bon, c'est bon, in 2020. Throughout his career, he earned numerous awards and performed at prestigious events, including ceremonies hosted by the presidential couple and various international venues. Ajo Mamadou's legacy will endure through his music, leaving an indelible mark on the Bikutsi genre and the hearts of his fans.
Out of Cameroon, the death toll from an Israeli airstrike on a Beirut suburb yesterday has reportedly risen to 36, including 7 women and 3 children. The country's health minister announced that 68 people were also wounded, of whom 15 remain in hospital, citing the Israeli airstrike as the deadliest on Beirut since the summer 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war. In sport, the closing ceremony of the 2023-2024 sports season and the solemn handing of trophies of deserving clubs made up of 50 National Civilian Sports Federation is billed for Sunday, September 29, 2024 at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. The event is placed under the distinguished patronage of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya. The Cameroon Football Club final pitting Aigle Royal of Menwa against Colombia of Ja and Lobo shall be the highlight of the ceremony. Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue is the winner of the 30th edition of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour. His time of 15 hours, 44 minutes and 51 seconds secured him the yellow jersey of the cycling event ahead of his teammates Chofa Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo. Details with Harrison Ashu.
4 out of the 7 laps of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour were won by 3 cyclists of the SNH Velo Club of Cameroon. Chofo Fabrice won the first lap, while his captain Clovis Kamzong Abosolo secured the second lap and kept the yellow jersey to the fourth lap of the race, where another teammate, Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, overtook them. Rodrigue went on to win the yellow jersey of the competition after winning 2 laps of the race. Despite Malians, Diamond Tene and Kongola occupying the first 2 positions of this Saturday's Katiola Bouaké 7 lap of the race, and Rawende of Burkina Faso finishing on the 3rd spot in the 57.1-kilometer stretch, 3 Cameroonian cyclists stood out on the top 3 positions on the general classification table: Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, Chofo Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, in that order.
In more sport news, FAB men's handball team are the 2024 national champion, while Tekase won in the women's category. FAB defeated Friendship in the final of the playoffs to be crowned as champions today by 27-24, while Tekase defeated FAB in the women's final by 27-14. At the end of the matches at the Matico Sports Complex on the campus of the University of Yaoundé 1, Atanga Gerald and Awu Linda of FAB said they are not stopping their training ahead of upcoming continental assignments.
very satisfied about the competition. Although we lose the Cameroon Cup, we gave us an objective that we must win the championship, because we cannot work for the whole season and we lose everything. So we decided that at least one title for our president.
A very difficult final, I can imagine, against Friendship of Yaoundé.
Because at the beginning we thought we already won the match. So with time, we discovered that the match was not easy as we thought. That's why we came back to our level, that we dominated the match.
Very huge disappointment, especially after a long season of training and working, and at the end, not recording the fruit of our labor, but that sports, there's always a winner and a loser, so we're not going to re-end our efforts. We know that there's next year, and we're preparing an international competition for Morocco in a few days from the from Monday. We'll resume training.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. The presidential couple's humanitarian aid is now being enjoyed by thousands of flood victims in Mayo Denai Division. The Minister of Territorial Administration supervised the distribution operation in Yagua today. Plus, the International Day of Peace has been observed in Cameroon today. The event, observed every year on September 21, has as theme cultivating a culture of peace. And in sport, Cameroonian cyclist Rodrigue Quere is a winner of the International Cycling Tour of Côte d'Ivoire. The sporting event wrapped up today.